By now, many of you know that we've got a regular feature called Your Story, and that's just what it is, your chance to tell me about a defining event in your life, a moment that crystallized things for you, made you realize something essential about yourself. Anton Zeiker dropped by the studio recently to tell me his story. Anton's mother wanted him to be a priest. Well, so did Anton, at least when he was growing up. And that's part of the reason why, years later, he would go to a Jesuit university in Cleveland. But this story begins back when he was a boy, sitting in a pew on Sunday morning in church.
I started looking at the priesthood, or at least the priest, as an authority figure. And I really was attracted to that power or that position of authority that the priest had, standing in front of a congregation every Sunday and telling a story. And I was attracted to that. I wanted to be that person.
So part of the calculation came from sitting in the pew looking up at the priest in the pulpit, delivering a sermon or homily or whatever, right?
Absolutely. But in college, with young women all around me, the idea of celibacy became heavy on my mind. Being a Catholic priest means being celibate. That's a choice. Celibacy is a choice, and I thought, I can make this choice. I can do this. I can be committed because I know that I can be dedicated to something. And if I make that choice, I will see it through.
Now, you're at this Jesuit university, and there is an alumni reunion weekend that's somehow key to your decision.
Yes,
what happened
yes.
on that weekend?
I was on campus one summer as a new student orientation advisor with 9 other friends, and we became very close friends. And this one weekend of alumni weekend, there were no student orientations that weekend. So I spent that weekend wandering around Cleveland, exploring Cleveland, wandering around campus, reading, being lonely. And at one point, I was walking back across campus in the middle of this reunion weekend. It was a beautiful, sunny, warm Cleveland day. Of course, the grass was manicured perfectly to best impress the alumni. And I was walking back across campus and looked over and saw a couple of my colleagues, my student friends. Their job was to babysit the children of the alumni. And they were playing on the grass, the green grass, the bright sunshine, underneath this wonderful willow tree. And that hit me. The vision of those happy children laughing hit me. And I realized that I wanted to be a father. And I wandered back to my dorm room, sat in my easy chair in my quiet, lonely room, and looked up on the wall where I had a picture of Picasso's Don Quixote, which is a very stark painting.
I see it in my mind's eye as almost like a charcoal sketch.
It is, it is. And Don Quixote is almost a skeletal figure and lonely. So I'm lonely. I'm sitting in my quiet room looking at a lonely picture, and I made a decision then and there. I wasn't going to be a priest. I wanted to be a family man. I wanted to have a relationship, get married, have children of my own, and end up playing on a green lawn someday with my own children. And I immediately felt a great weight lifted off my shoulders.
You remember the moment that you made that decision?
Absolutely. It was a true epiphany. And because of that, choosing to not become a priest and to become a family man, that then set me in motion to, a year later, meet the woman who would become my wife and the mother of my two lovely daughters, who last week I looked over and we were in our backyard and they were playing in the sandbox. It was a wonderful sunny day, and I thought, wow, I did it.
That's Anton Zeiker with his contribution to our feature called Your Story.